This morning, the text I've chosen is Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. This is when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him. Then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will be separate His people from another as sheep. Sheep herders separate the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come ye who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave Me food. I was thirsty and you gave Me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed Me. I was naked, and you clothed Me. I was sick, and you visited Me. I was in prison, and you came to Me." Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick in a prison and visit you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I will say unto you, as you did to one of the least of these, My brothers, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those on His left, "Depart from Me, ye cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave Me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome Me, naked and you did not clothe Me, sick and in prison and you did not visit Me." And they also answered, say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger and naked or sick in prison, and did not minister you?" Then He will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it to Me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteousness into eternal life. I have one more verse. Ephesians 4, verse 30. "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Now let's pray. Lord, help us to be quiet in our thoughts and in our hearts in preparation to worship you this morning. In your Son's holy name we ask it. Amen.